Thank you, Craig. Tomorrow on this broadcast, dog behavior expert Sherry Lucas will join us. Also, Dr. James Armstead will take a look at Trump's decision to pull troops out of Germany and distribute them elsewhere. Why is he doing that, and what, if any, are the consequences? That's some of the segments we're working on for tomorrow. Always good to be in conversation with Matt Hoy. We're going to focus primarily on this millionaire tax, but Matt was listening to the 4 o'clock segment where we talked about the Tribune and Dan Dow, and I would be remiss if I didn't give Matt a chance to weigh in. Anyway, Matt, good evening.
Good evening, Dave.
How are you, sir?
I am much cooler today than the past few days.
I bet. Yeah, I was up on a personal matter in Templeton this morning, and I was amazed by how relatively cool it was. I expected it to be worse.
No, yeah, today it cooled down. The 104 or 106 the past couple of days have just, you know, I would like to be closer to God because I feel like I know what hell is going to kind of be like a little bit after the past couple of days up here.
Well, speaking of closer to God, so what do you think about the Tribune editorial regarding Dan Dow?
You know, the Tribune blows things out of proportion, is always screaming willy-nilly. You know, I'm not opposed to him posting that message on his website or on the county website.
The county website.
The county website. It's, you know, they generally have a prayer or something before city council meetings and whatnot. And that, you know, he's not going into, deep theology or anything like that. It's kind of a, you know, public religion kind of nod type thing. I'm not worried by that. I just get kind of, you know, people who say, well, I want separation of church and state. It's like, well, the state is telling churches what they can and can't do. Now, do we really want separation of church and state, or do you approve of that, you know, imposition of the state on churches?
Yeah, but they're not telling you what to do in terms of religion. They're just saying don't sing.
Well, but they're again, if there was a wall of separation, they wouldn't be able to do any of that, right? Because there's a wall. You know, it's not the case here in California. And Dow made his original comments before the Supreme Court weighed in on one case. But I'm frankly very disappointed in the Supreme Court failing to reverse the restrictions in Nevada. In Nevada, they have opened up all the casinos and the shows and movie theaters, and all of those facilities can operate at 50% of capacity. Churches, no matter how huge they are, can only have 50 people.
Are people in Nevada going to the casino and everything else like that?
The casino, they're running. I mean, those casinos are running. You know, I'm not. I assume that, you know, those are jobs and people are trying to make money. But wall separation and whatnot. But to treat casinos can run at 50% and churches can only have 50 people, no matter how large their capacity is. Mm-hmm. You know, the John Lewis funeral.
Yeah, we talked about that.
Yeah, you talked about that. You know, I'm fine with that sort of thing. Again, if you can do the social distancing, if you can be 6 feet away from each other, or, you know, if you want to sing and be 15, you know, I trust most churches to be responsible that way. I think most people are responsible that way. You know, frankly, I think it would just look bad if you started having, you know, sheriff's deputies walking into churches on Sunday morning and starting writing tickets.
Nobody wants that.
Nobody wants that. So you know, and again, and Dan Dow's use of the word sanctuary, again, like one of your callers said, you know, that's just kind of that's not a religious term the way he used it, really, because it's the way they use it for illegal immigration and all sorts of other stuff here in this state. It's the way he used it has lost just about all of its religious connotation.
Matt Hoy on this broadcast, and Matt, I've got bad news for you. Once you become a millionaire, you're probably going to have to leave the state of California. Otherwise, we're going to heavily tax you.
And you know what? Once I'm a millionaire, it's a heck of a lot easier for me to leave the state of California.
Here's the article. California's wealthiest households pay the highest income tax in the country. It could go up a few more percentage points if Democrats follow through next year on a new proposal that would levy on a new millionaire's tax for seven-figure earners. The concept has support from some of the state's biggest public employee unions and Democrats in the legislature. They argue the money is needed to support schools and government agencies that are charged with providing services to unemployed and struggling Californians. They quote one assemblyman, "We're actually talking about folks who are doing extremely well in the state of California while the rest of California hurts. There are some who are doing everything they possibly can, and they just can't make it work because the jobs are no longer available, the rent keeps increasing, and it's very difficult to put groceries on the table. So the solution, therefore, Matt Hoy, is tax the very wealthy and help the poor."
Which is what we've been doing for the past 20 years, and income inequality in the state of California is the highest of any state in the country, and if it's not working, keep on doing the same thing.
California millionaires currently pay 13.3% income tax rate. It's the highest in the country. Assembly Bill 1253 would bump the rate by imposing three new surcharges, 1% for taxable income over $1 million, 3% for incomes over $2 million, and 3.5% for incomes over $5 million, meaning the wealthiest Californians could end up paying 16%, almost 17% of their taxable income
to the state. And then the federal rate for the federal top tax bracket is 37%. So 16 and 37, let's do the math, 53%. And you think that people aren't going to, you know, those rich people who can afford to, you know, buy nice homes in Hawaii or Florida or something like that aren't going to leave the state? They'll leave the state.
California's unemployment rate is surged of almost 15%, surpassing jobless numbers recorded during the Great Recession. Latinos comprise more than half of Californians' COVID-19 positive cases. Leading the president of your favorite union, SEIU, Local 2015, she says, "We need a plan for a safe and equitable recovery backed by real revenue. COVID-19 continues to spread, pushing millions of Californians over the edge of financial disaster. A catastrophe awaits us. We cannot afford the luxury of delay." So it sounds like what she's arguing, Matt, is that the only choice we have is to increase taxes on the wealthy to help everybody else.
Speaking as a former member of the SEIU, yeah, that's what she's saying, and economics has never been their strong point. They can just leave. If you're going to take 53% of someone's income, they aren't going to hire somebody. They could use the extra money to hire somebody. They could use the extra money, you know, if they're running a business, and quite a few of these people are running businesses, to, you know, pay, you know, their employees more if they choose. The idea that giving it to the state, that the state taking it and transferring it back to the poorest among us is the way to solve the problem. Again, we've been doing this for better than 20 years. And income inequality, the poor, we have got the largest, probably the largest percentage of people below the poverty line in the nation. Now, there are all those poor people, you know, Latinos and whatnot. They're in the valley, so, you know, what do people in Sacramento and San Francisco and L.A. really care about them? It's lip service. It's not going to work. They're going to sit there. They're going to run these numbers based on, you know, the income they got last year or the year before last, and assume that no one does anything based on how much money is being taken from them. That's not the way it works.
Well, you're in conversation with Matt Hoyt. We're talking about a couple of different things. A little bit more about Dan Dow. Mostly we're focused on this proposal, this bill that's been introduced that would raise taxes on millionaires in California and use that money to help the poor. We'll find out how you feel about this as we continue. Right here on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Good to be with you. For all you millionaires who are listening, they want to raise your taxes again. This is going to come to a vote in early 2021. It has the backing of both the California Teachers Association and the Service Employees International Union. They would raise your taxes to be up to close to 17%, and that money would be used directly to fund various programs aimed at the lower middle class and the poor. Matt Hoy is on this broadcast expressing his doubts about it. What do you think? We welcome your phone calls. 805-543-8830 or 800-549-5832. And looking at this article, Matt, it looks like the last time they increased income taxes in California was 2012. It was approved by a ballot initiative. It was only supposed to go for a couple years, and then they extended it through 2030. This new bill would be permanent.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works.
On the Stalberg Law KVC text line, Julia agrees with you, saying that people will just move. Let's take some calls and find out how our listeners feel. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Aaron's in Los Osos. Hi, Aaron.
Hey, good afternoon.
Hi.
So in the spirit of this bill, I would suggest that instead of targeting millionaires, they just raise the taxes on everybody who isn't in poverty up to like 20%.
You broke out there. Raise it to what? I'm sorry.
Just, 20% or whatever. Just something big on everybody who is outside of poverty, just so we could, see if it actually worked or not, or if we could just deal with it once and for all.
Like a flat tax.
Right, on everybody outside of poverty. Right.
Yeah. Matt, any thoughts on that?
Oh, well, I think if you ran the numbers on that, I think that would probably actually bring in more money than what they're proposing.
Right.
Because anybody out, if the poverty line is where that starts, then frankly, where the money is at is the middle class, because there's
right.
more of them. And so,
and honestly,
and frankly, that might cause a Republican renaissance in this state, because all of a sudden people at the lower end who are just above poverty are going to see what their money is actually going for and what it's getting them, like a bullet train between two places where no one is interested in traveling between.
Go ahead, Aaron.
Oh, I was going to say, and honestly, it seems like the wealthier people are the people who do have the businesses and who are employing a lot of people, and they will be savvy enough to run away and or hide their money and shelter it, just like they've always done with all the tax increases. And the state, who is horrible at tending money anyways, won't see anything. They won't see any net gain. And the only thing that will happen is that all the construction workers won't have a job because no rich people are building. And all the people who are low to no work skills won't have good jobs because all those businesses closed down and they bailed. It's not going to do anything but hurt people who are employed by these guys.
All right, Aaron, thanks for the call. California Headline News at the bottom of the hour. Alan's in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Alan.
Hey, Dave. Hey, Matt.
Hey.
Hi, Alan. I would say, yeah, our state's not horrible at spending money. They're very good at it. They just waste it. So the question is, how can they cut costs? How can they drop down bureaucracy, regulations, encourage business? What was it? I don't know if they threatened it, but I don't know if they ever did. Did they ever give something like $1,000 per person for undocumented people? that was mentioned somewhere in April that there was money.
Oh, in response to COVID-19?
Well, there's an article in the Tribune about the local efforts on that. Undocu Slow County, I think, is the name of the group.
Mm-hmm.
And they raise money and they give it to undocumented workers in this state.
All right, well, if they raise it, it's fine. But I was hearing this was going to be a state check that was going out. That had been mentioned at that time.
I remember hearing something about it. I don't know what it became of it.
Yeah.
And I, as I recall, that was a small group of people. It wasn't everybody was entitled to it.
Mm, okay.
So what about the tax, Alan?
I think that was mentioned. People will find a way around it or leave. And no, it's cut the cost. Stop looking at how to generate more income and how to let's cut expenses.
Matt?
Let's trim down government.
Yeah, I mean, those who don't learn history are condemned to repeat it. First time is comedy, the second time is farce, something like that. They did this in France about 8 years ago. They said, we need more money. We are going to have a 75% super tax. Now, again, 75% is more than what, far more than what they're suggesting here. But if you make more than a million euros a year, in France back in 2012, they're going to take 75% of it. And what happened? All of their millionaires left. It didn't raise nearly the amount of money they said it would.
Then look at everybody.
What was the number I was seeing? France wealth tax contributed to the excess of an estimated 42,000 millionaires between 2000 and 2012, and it was killed in 2018 by the French president.
And a lot of British wealthy citizens fled Great Britain and moved to Switzerland as their official place of residence. For the same reason, taxes were too high.
Another thing
to note, in 1990, 12 countries in Europe had a wealth tax, and that wealth tax is a little different than an income tax that we're talking about here, but it's a wealth tax is something that Elizabeth Warren has floated repeatedly, and now there are only three. Only three countries have a wealth tax, down from 12. So, they run the math based on the belief that people won't respond to the increased tax, and they say, "Oh, we'll earn this much." Well, people respond, and then all of a sudden, you're earning much less.
Yeah. All right, Alan. Thanks for the call, Craig. What's this quote you're telling us about the poor person?
Poor person never gave me a job, and that's the idea of the fact that generally people with money are the ones who hire people. And I'm very appreciative.
Is that the trickle-down economics?
Well, you could call it whatever you want, but it's the truth. And I don't know if you guys mentioned this about Governor Cuomo last year at a press conference talking about the $2.6 billion shortfall they had. And he said, tax the rich, tax the rich, tax the rich. We did. Now, God forbid, the rich leave. And he even admitted they were overtaxing in New York. The citizens, and that they were leaving in droves.
That's the question we're asking here. Matt Hoy on this broadcast. I'll give him a chance to comment when we come back. We've got California Headline News and ABC Radio News. Craig has all the latest in time saver traffic and weather together. More of your phone calls for Matt Hoy as California considers increasing taxes on the wealthy to support the poor. We're live, we're local. You're listening to Hometown Radio. Do me a favor, start your Wednesday morning off with First Look, please. Scott Taylor and Andy Morris have you covered with everything you need to know to get you out the door from 6 to 9, followed by Mr. Rush Limbaugh from 9 until noon, followed by Mr. Dave Ramsey from noon until 3. Then Craig and I will be with you starting at 3:05 with the Wednesday edition of Hometown Radio. We are in conversation with Matt Hoy. We talked a little bit about Dan Dow. We'd welcome your calls if you want to jump in on that conversation. But we're focused mainly on what the Democrats are trying to do in Sacramento. In early 2021, they want to push through a raise in the millionaire tax. So by the time it would be done, millionaires would be paying like 17% of their taxes. This money would be used to fund programs for the poor. Matt and indirectly Craig have expressed their reservations about it. What do you think? We're welcoming your phone calls. 805-543-8830. 800-549-5832. Should we be taxing the wealthy more? Is that only fair? Or is there the risk of overtaxing? Because, Matt, as we come back to you, here we go on the Stolberg Law line. I pay 32% federal, 9% state, and 15% self-employed, Social Security, etc. Or 56%. I make $450,000 a year. So going to Nevada, for example, would save me a lot of money. How about that, Matt?
Is he hiring?
Yeah. Yeah.
I'll go with him in Nevada if he's hiring.
Yeah.
You know, it's the thing is, you know, there's lots of things to this. First off, again, the idea that this will succeed in raising people out of poverty, it's a fantasy. Again, you know, the teachers' union's for this. They're not for it because teachers are in poverty. But if you cut funding to schools, that's going to hurt the teachers. And look, we're going to have a funding shortfall. We're going to have a huge one because of these, you know, because of COVID-19 and the lockdowns and all of that. So, you know, we understand all of this, but, you know, at they're speaking out of both sides of their mouths because at the same time, they want to raise taxes on millionaires here in California. You've got Democrats representing the state of California in Congress in D.C. Have passed and continue to push for lifting the cap, the federal cap on state and local taxes, which was part of the Trump tax cuts. But it basically said that you can only itemize and deduct up to $10,000 in state and local taxes. And what that did was it had the effect of having people in high tax states, typically blue states, really kind of feel the pain of all of the state programs and state taxes and those costs because they couldn't write them off the federal anymore.
Let's take another call.
All of it off the federal.
805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Michael's on KVEC. Hi, Michael.
Hey, Dave.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, Mike.
You know, hi, how are you? You know, this whole notion of taxing people in order to pull people out of poverty, you know, we've been at this since the Great Society and Lyndon Johnson. And I'm old enough to remember, I was old enough to remember those days. Trillions of dollars, supposedly in this formula as compassionate people as we are, but it doesn't work. The best way for a person to get out of poverty is a job. And taxing people, all it's going to do is people are going to end up either leaving the states that are high tax or they're going to leave the country. And rich people aren't stupid. They didn't get rich by being stupid. And they're going to take their money and they're going to find a way to shelter it or move it or whatever. So it never works. And this, it just keeps getting recycled over and over and over again. And it's really kind of boring. And it's like these people have no other ideas other than tax the rich. Well, you could tax the rich until you took all their money if you wanted to tax the top 1% or 2%. And it still never be enough. You're going to tax average people. That's what it's going to boil down to.
Hang on, Michael. What do you say, Matt?
Well, he's right. There was a video that a guy named Bill Whittle, who writes for PJ Media, did 8 or 9 years ago called Eat the Rich. And he went by the numbers. He said, you know, okay, let's take all of the salaries of all the professional athletes and let's take all of the wealth of every billionaire in America. And you add all of this, you know, he does the math and you add all of it up and doing that, you know, taking their wealth, not just their income, would cover you know, at the time he was talking about the increased spending that Obama wanted back in 2012 when he came into the, or when he was going in the second term or something. But there's just not enough money. Yes, billionaires have a lot of money. That's why they're billionaires. There just aren't enough of them to match all of the spending. If you're going to really, you know, cover your costs, you know, if you can call the government costs, you've got to go after the middle class.
Yeah. What else, and, Michael? Yeah. Michael, what else from you?
Well, finally, you know, you could go ahead and tax his debt, but a real compassionate country, which we are, by the way, we're a very compassionate country, would be doing everything that Donald Trump has been trying to do, and that is to create a larger pie, because you can grow the pie. The pie can get bigger, and you can provide opportunity for people who are employed to build their own one. And if that message was brought forth to the to our young people, to everybody, I think we'd be much better off.
I'm glad you called. All right, Michael, thanks for the call. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Bob is in San Luis on KVEC. Hi, Bob.
Hi, Dave. Hi, Matt.
Hi, Bob.
Hi, Bob.
I haven't had a chance to research this particular proposal in depth. But it's my understanding that when Dave was explaining this at the start of the segment, the increase was going to be on anything over $1 million in earnings,
yes,
of 1%.
Yes.
And then the next jump is anything over $2.5 million, and then whatever
$2 million
went up was.
$2 million, yeah.
Right. So the first $999,999 or whatever it is, up to $1 million, is not increased in its taxable value at all. It's that $1 over the first million that gets taxed at that rate. So when you say that they're going to be now paying 56% total taxes, that doesn't quite compute, because you're figuring their tax rate over the entire amount of earnings.
Well, that was just the guy. Yeah, that was this guy who texted in. That was his figure.
Right. So it's not a whole percentage point on the entire earnings. It's only the amount over the threshold.
Bob is correct, well, right?
Yeah, that's true. It's just, you know, shorthand, and shorthand is always, you know, what's the tax on the last dollar? It's what's called the marginal income tax rate. So it's what's the last dollar you earn, what is the income tax rate on that? And the income tax rate on that, you know, again, if you earn more than, you know, $1 million, it's going up, and it could be up as high as almost 16%. The other thing that I don't think Dave mentioned that I wanted to bring up really quickly was they're talking about passing this, and it would be effective this year. So it's not stuff, you know, it's not money you earn next year if you're in this thing, in this tax bracket. It would be retroactive to money you started earning on January 1st.
Hmm. What else, Bob?
The other part is, I think Craig was asserting that it's the millionaires that are the employers. That's not quite accurate, at least until this whole economic hit for COVID started. Prior to that, the largest amount of employers are middle-income earners who start their own businesses. Some of them do become very wealthy, but most of them don't earn that much money because they are trying to keep their business successful. So they make their money when they sell their business. In the meantime, they're an average income wage earner to a degree. They're not super wealthy. And if you look at all the restaurant owners...
Let's hear from Craig. Let's have Craig respond. Craig?
I did not say that millionaires are the ones that hire people. I said not poor people. A poor person has never given me a job. That's what I said.
Actually, a poor person who spends a dollar creates demand. That does give you a job, because once the demand is there, somebody has to fill it.
Well, then I'm creating my own jobs. But what I'm saying is the person that writes me the check is not a poor person.
That's true. But that person that writes you the check can't write you the check if everybody doesn't spend money with them. And that includes poor people.
All right. Bob, thanks for the call. 805-543-8830, 800-549-5832. Matt Hoy on this broadcast expressing skepticism. The Democrats want to push through a tax on millionaires, obviously specifically here in California. On the Stolberg Law KVC text line, listener says, California's class envy problem seems to verge on class racism or economic racism. Maybe it's a stretch, but when I hear the far left speak on this, they seem to vilify the wealthy simply because they are wealthy and they're for evil. How about that, Matt?
I don't even want to, you know, the political left is, I think the far left is crazy. I think the far right is crazy. And in fact, I think the only sane person throughout this entire thing has been me.
And me.
And you to a slightly lesser extent.
Okay. Also on the Stolberg line.
And Craig to a little bit more extent.
Middle-income employers might be more numerous, but the high-income business owners employ more people.
It's just the nature of the beast. And again, you know, these businesses can leave. I remember, you know, growing up down in San Diego County, one of the kind of they weren't a huge employer. They were a decent-sized employer. But they were buck knives. They make very good quality knives, and they left for Idaho, I think. And you know, other you know, these companies, they can move. And you know, you all you have to do again is look back a little bit to experiences people have had when taxes are raised. I mean, you had Philadelphia did a really punishing soda tax that had the effect of depressing soda sales in the city of Philadelphia and increasing them everywhere around Philadelphia. People just went outside Philadelphia to do that.
I bet they probably just crossed the river to New Jersey and bought their soda by the case there.
Yeah, or something. You know, they just got outside of Philadelphia. You had Seattle did a tax on guns and ammo, and they said, "Oh well, we're going to make this." You know, they looked at the books of, you know, what these gun shops in the city of Seattle were making on their, paying taxes on. And they said, oh, well, we'll raise about this much money. And they raised nearly none of that because people just stopped buying guns and ammo in the city of Seattle. They went to the surrounding, you know, suburbs.
We're talking with Matt Hoy, looking at these proposals to raise taxes on millionaires in California and use it to help the poor and the needy. We'll come back for a final segment. I'm Dave Congleton on AM 920, FM 96.5 News Talk, KVEC. Back on the phones we go for Matt Hoy. John's in Napomo on KVEC. Hi, John.
Hello, Dave.
Hi, John.
Matt. You know, the old adage is if you tax it, you get less of it. And if you subsidize it, you get more of it. So if you're going to tax, millionaires, then you're going to have less of them. So I don't think that's a good thing. I think that's to be a real negative thing. And then the other thing to think about is that if you subsidize those guys, you might come out ahead and make even more money. But we don't want to do that either. You know, we want to get them both. So that's my main point.
Matt, how do you respond?
Well, what was the old joke that the way Washington works is Washington programs never die or something, that if it's moving, tax it, if it stops moving, subsidize it, and there's a third line to it or something. But it's, you know, the idea that, again, they say that they are going to use this money for the poor and the needy. If it gets to the poor and the needy, it's not enough to help. It's not going to be sufficient to help, and it's probably not going to get to them. You know, we've been doing this in the state of California for well over 20 years. We keep on raising taxes, raising fees, doing this, that, and the other thing. And again, you know, if your concern is wealth, you know, wealth inequality, we've got the biggest wealth inequality in the country here. Compare Mark Zuckerberg to any poor person in the Central Valley. And you know, we've got the, you know, we've in theory elected the legislators who are in Sacramento who are most committed to ending it. And whatever they do isn't ending it.
Yeah. John, anything else you want to say?
Yeah, the fact of the matter is if you subsidize poor people, you're going to get more of them. You know, that's back to that same adage. If you tax them, you get less. If you subsidize them, you get more. It goes against the thinking that, oh, we want to help everybody, because the best way to help them is to stay out of their life.
All right, John, thanks for the call. You agree with that philosophy, Matt? That's how you help a poor person.
You know, stand back. There's that old adage. You know, you give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. You teach him to fish, you know, he'll eat for the rest of his life. There's something to that. There's, you know, I am not one of these coldless, heartless people like Democrats like to claim. You know, most Republicans or conservatives are. Since I'm technically not a Republican. Who, you know, everyone fend for themselves, you know, survival of the fittest, all that jazz. I think we need a safety net. We need that for, you know, so people don't, you know, fall through the,
oh, we lost him. Matt, there you are. You fell through something.
So, you know, I don't want people to fall through the cracks. So I think we need a safety net. It's just the idea that you can, I think a lot of what we do doesn't encourage people to get off of it. You know, as much as I have enjoyed my $600 a week unemployment bonus, since schools aren't hiring substitute teachers right now and won't for the fall, if you're paying me $600 a week to stay at home and sit on my butt, versus I'd earn less if I went out and got a minimum wage job, I'm staying at home sitting on my butt.
Yeah. Craig, what's this company you know? You know a company in St. Louis?
Yeah, it's a St. Louis-based company, and they were expanding, but instead of expanding in St. Louis, they expanded in Georgia because...
But are they still here?
The company, the main part of the company, yes, but the expansion did not happen here because of the cost of doing business in this area.
Yeah. We hear that story a lot, don't we, Matt? Companies picking up.
You had really right stuff down there in San Luis Obispo that's made high quality photographic ball heads and other equipment. They left the state.
All right. Let's take another call here in San Luis. We've got Mike. Hey, Mike.
Hey, Mike. Hi, Dave. How are you? This is Mike.
Good. Hi, Mike. You're on
the air. How are you doing?
Yeah, I'm good.
I was in a car from the car, but I think I get better connection. I have my story here and give you folks a quick call here.
Yeah.
And for your guests, commentary on the tax proposal here.
What do you think?
If not the wealthy on some scale, then who? Who will assist with this, despite any other protestations of the fact that these folks will leave the state, which is ridiculous that's all they're leaving the state for, but... You know, we have a higher tax rate in this state, but we also have one of the most well-run state governments and budgets in the entire country, as a whole. Much, much, much different than most of the states in the southeast, south and southeast that are propping their states up in other fashions. So I don't think that the argument here really holds a lot of water.
So Mike, I'm sorry, Matt, that's a legitimate question. If we don't tax the millionaires, we do need to increase revenue because of our situation. What do we do?
Well, I think what's going to end up happening is you're going to have to tax the middle class. And, you know, because, again, why did you rob banks? Well, that's where the money is. Well, frankly, the middle class is where the money is. So I'd kind of disagree. This is one of the most well-run states. I mean, that bullet train still sticks in my craw like you wouldn't believe. I cannot believe they have allowed that to continue because it's a joke. It's a waste of money.
All right.
And I mean, that's, yeah.
But okay. Matt is arguing we should be taxing the middle class instead.
Well, the middle class might end up, you know, paying for some portion of that. And again, somebody who worked in budgeting for over a couple of decades, as I did in the aerospace industry, I know that I've been up against this conundrum over and over again. Where do you get the most bang for your buck? And your guest is right. Essentially, you need to get that from the folks that have the largest base to work from, but the middle class in this state and all over the country really cannot be expected to bear the burden of some of these programs that many of which are probably sorely needed, and some of which need to be closely investigated. So I think there's probably a mixed bag there as far as how to approach it. But
we have somebody suggesting on the text line that we should tax the poor.
That is ludicrous.
Yeah, the problem is they don't have any money.
But Dave, I appreciate the inputs there. I don't want to tie your line up too long.
No, you're fine.
You always run a great show, and glad to be a part of a very small part of it.
Mike, anything else you want to say on the issue? I got a minute.
Well, as somebody who studied economics in college, I can tell you for a flat out fact, the trickle economics do not work. In most of the applications, because it isn't applied fairly. Most of the folks that make a lot of money can find some way to avoid taxes, tax avoidance in some form or fashion, whether it's through their accountant, their attorney, et cetera here. So it's got to come from somewhere. These folks in this country are just hanging on by their thumbnails, and includes a lot of folks in the middle class, and they really do need assistance, at least in this particular environment we're all operating in.
All right, Mike, thank you. Craig, I'll give you 30 seconds to point to the example of Sweden.
Yeah, Sweden taxes everyone. No matter what bracket you're in, you pay taxes. Now, obviously, it's a progressive tax. If you make $100, you pay $1. So it's just a little bit. But if you add up those little dollars among the poor who are getting paid, they're getting a paycheck, they're making money, just a small amount spread out over hundreds of thousands, millions of people, it would make a difference.
That could be a whole other show. Somebody said on the text line, why can't you mention flat tax? We mentioned that a half hour ago. Matt Hoy, nice job. Final thoughts, sir.
Yeah, I agree with Dave that I think everyone should pay something in federal taxes, even if it's just $5 a year. You know, I think there's something to be said for having skin in the game. You know, the thing is you're taxing the people who can easily avoid, who can avoid the tax most easily by leaving.
We got to go. We got to leave.
As much money as they think they're going to earn.
We got to leave. We got to go. Thank you, Matt Hoy. Always a good job. Appreciate your time. Thanks to Deb Foddy, Mike Bush, Michael Aaron Woody, Matt Hoy. Thanks to Craig, and thanks to you for listening. I'm Dave Congleton. Oliver, get out of my chair. I'm coming home.